USA Radio News.
Single illegal immigrant men are being distributed throughout the U.S.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna announced Wednesday the first participant has been dosed in the company's clinical trial of a booster shot specific to the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate starts in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is calling it quits in June. Here's what to expect for a confirmation hearing.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is reportedly calling it quits at the end of this term. The 83-year-old has been on the court for nearly 28 years and is described as a pragmatic liberal. As far as what we can expect in a confirmation hearing, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
This is a long, grueling process. You'll have Republicans who will have to figure out, obviously, what to see who the nominee is, but I think figuring out who the nominee is and figuring out what those attacks are on that nominee and trying to stonewall it. Because this nominee, whoever it is, when they get confirmed, could be on the bench for 2-3 decades ruling on some of the big issues of the day, from the Second Amendment all the way down to abortion. So this certainly is going to set up a big battle going into the midterms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has canceled two leases near Minnesota's Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. It's at the center of a fight over whether to mine near one of the nation's most popular wilderness destinations. On Wednesday, the Interior Department said it found the leases to extract copper, nickel, and other valuable hard rock minerals in northern Minnesota were improperly renewed under President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.